John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Sophia started at our accounting firm 3 months ago. She was beautiful, confident, and laughed at all of my jokes. She made me feel seen in a way my wife Rachel hadn't in years. The flirt started with coffee breaks that lasted too long, then lunch, where we'd talk about anything except work. Sophia's hand would brush mine, reaching for sugar, and I started feeling alive again. Then, one night, after everyone left, she kissed me in the conference room, and I kissed her back. We started meeting in empty offices during lunch for quick makeout sessions that felt dangerous and thrilling. I told myself it wasn't really cheating if we didn't sleep together.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/new.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
But soon enough, the rumor started at work. I panicked and told Sophia we needed to be more careful.
Or we should stop sneaking around.
She traced her finger along my collar.
Come to my place this weekend, Dylan. We'll have real privacy. Take things all the way. I want to show you every part of me. Even the ugly ones.
My heart pounded. I'd have to lie to Rachel about working late.
Then lie to her. I'll make it worth it. You'll forget she even exists.
Saturday night, I told Rachel the client presentation got moved up and I needed to pull an all-nighter at the office. She barely looked up from her book and just told me to eat my meals on time. I showed up at Sophia's house at 8 with a bottle of wine, dressed nice, nervous, guilty, and excited all at once. She answered in a black dress that made me forget every reservation I'd had and pulled me inside. The smell of rotting garbage hit me immediately. The living room was a disaster, with trash piled in corners, pizza boxes stacked on the couch, and newspapers covering the floor. The kitchen was worse, with dishes molding in the sink and garbage bags overflowing. Sophia apologized for the mess as she took the wine unbothered and said she'd been meaning to clean. Every instinct screamed to leave. Maybe we should head out instead.
Don't be silly, Dee. I made a special dinner just for you.
The dining room table was set with candles lit. She brought out pasta, and I forced myself to eat.
Your wife, does she know? About us? About what we're doing?
Sophia smiled mid-meal. Huh? You think I'd be here if she knew?
Poor thing. Sitting home alone while her husband's here with me. Men are always the same. You want the thrill but can't handle the reality. She probably suspects. Women always know. I knew when my husband cheated.
Something about her tone made my skin crawl. I started to get up, saying maybe we should reconsider, but she held my hand.
You feel guilty. That's cute. But you're here anyway. You already made your choice, Dylan. Might as well finish what you started. Let's go upstairs.
The bedroom was worse than downstairs, with clothes everywhere, empty bottles, and that chemical smell mixing with rot. But Sophia pushed me onto the bed and climbed on top of me, kissing me hard. My hands moved to her waist. I forgot all about Rachel or the smell. I was so lost in her that I didn't see the blade until it was too late. She drove the knife right into my shoulder, and I screamed. White-hot pain exploded through my body as blood sprayed everywhere.
My husband made the same face before I killed him for cheating on me.
She giggled as she twisted the knife in. My loud shrieks filled the house while her giggles intensified.
You screamed like that too.
I threw her off and stumbled toward the door, clutching my shoulder. Blood poured between my fingers. She followed, laughing with the knife dripping blood.
Where are you going, Dylan? You came here to fuck me. Let's finish what you started. You wanted to be a cheater. Now you get to die like one.
I ran down the hallway, dizzy from blood loss, and saw a door. I threw it open and stumbled down the stairs, slamming and locking it shut behind me. I could hear footsteps overhead. She was humming an old melody as she scraped the knife against the wall. I fumbled for a light switch in the darkness. The bulb flickered on, and I froze. Some five men, in various stages of decomposition, were arranged against the walls. Some were recent enough that I could see their faces. They were all around my age, with wedding rings still on their fingers. The pasta swirled in my stomach, and I puked all over the floor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/new.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
With shaking hands, I pulled out my phone and dialed 911. I told them everything. Above me, Sophia was pounding on the door, giggling. I could hear her getting some objects to get the door open. The dispatcher told me to stay put and that help was on the way. I just prayed they'd reach me faster than she would. The door was rattling. Sophia was screaming at me. She was pissed that I had my phone, and I called the police. I pressed my jacket against my shoulder, trying to stop the bleeding. The pounding stopped suddenly, and footsteps moved away. A door slammed, and a car engine roared. Police arrived 7 minutes later and found me in the basement, surrounded by corpses, found the blood trail upstairs, and evidence of at least 6 murders. Sophia's real name was Jennifer Cole. Her actual husband had been her first victim 5 years ago. Everything else was fabricated. She'd been hunting married men who strayed, seducing them, then killing them. I spent 3 days in the hospital. The knife had missed major arteries by centimeters. Rachel came and sat by my bed in silence for hours before finally speaking. She said the police told her everything about where I was and why I was there. I started to apologize, but she told me not to. She said she didn't want my apologies. She wanted a divorce. She left and filed papers that week. I didn't contest anything. Jennifer was still at large, possibly hunting under a new identity. I see a therapist now, PTSD from the attack, but it's more than that. It's guilt and shame, the knowledge that I was so willing to betray someone who loved me that I almost got myself killed. And maybe, at some point, I deserved it. Jade started at the company about a year after I did. He was in IT and got the cubicle next to mine. At first glance, he seemed like an ordinary, quiet guy who was soft-spoken and mostly kept to himself. But there was something off about him. The cubicle walls were paper thin, so I heard more of his life than I wanted to. Specifically, I heard his wife. Lucy called him constantly, multiple times a day, always screaming. I could hear her voice through the phone, shrill and vicious, even when he held it away from his ear.
I don't know why I even married you.
I didn't mean to upset you, Lucy.
That's all you ever do. Exist and disappoint.
I'm sorry.
It was always like that, or even worse. The calls were getting so brutal that one day during lunch, I couldn't help asking him about it.
Oh, Lucy's fine. She's just going through a lot of stress at work and her mother's sick.
He smiled sadly, picking at his sandwich. That doesn't mean she can pick on you like this. I think you should talk it out, dude.
I tried. It's complicated. I love her too much to watch her walk away, Samuel.
I didn't push. It was none of my business. But the calls got worse. One afternoon, she called him a pathetic excuse for a man, loud enough that people three cubicles over could hear. Jade just sat there, with his shoulders hunched, whispering apologies into the phone. Suddenly, a week before Valentine's, he stopped showing up to work. Initially, we figured he was sick or something, but by day four, HR was calling his emergency contacts. Finally, after nearly a week, he walked into the office, looking like a ghost of himself. I almost didn't recognize him. His hair was greasy and uncombed, with dark circles under his eyes like bruises. His clothes were wrinkled, and his shirt was buttoned wrong. He looked like he'd aged 10 years in 5 days. I asked if he was okay when he sat down at his desk. He apologized for not calling in and told me his wife had left him.
We had a huge fight, and she said she was done, packed a bag, and left.
He said he couldn't function or eat or sleep, just kept thinking about her and everything he did wrong.
But today I woke up and decided I needed to take care of myself, made myself a proper meal. Felt good to cook again. Really therapeutic, actually. Taking something raw and making it into something beautiful and nourishing.
His eyes had this distant look.
Lucy always said I couldn't do anything right. I wish she could see this.
I told him that it was good, and he needed to take care of himself. Lunchtime came, and Jade pulled out his lunchbox. It wasn't his usual Tupperware with sad leftovers, but a nice insulated bag.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
All medications require eligibility and prescription. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
He opened it, and the smell hit me immediately. It was something rich and savory with perfectly seasoned meat. Inside were two thick steaks cooked to a perfect medium rare, pink in the middle, seared on the outside with what looked like a red wine reduction sauce. That looks incredible, Jade.
Thank you. I spent a lot of time on it. Had to be respectful with the meat, you know?
He cut into one with a plastic knife, the meat tender and juicy.
Here, freshly grass-fed. Try some.
He cut a piece and held it out on his fork. I took it and ate the piece. It was incredible, tender and flavorful, seasoned perfectly with rosemary and garlic. It was easily the best steak I'd ever tasted. I asked what cut it was. Jade grinned ear to ear and said,
"It's a special kind I've been preparing for days now."
He took another bite, chewing slowly with his eyes closed. For the first time since I'd known him, Jade looked peaceful and even proud. I felt happy for him, until the afternoon came, and three police officers walked into our office. They went straight to Jade's cubicle and told him he needed to come with them. They cuffed him while everyone watched. As they passed my desk, he turned and looked directly at me.
"I'm sorry, Samuel, but I really didn't want to taste it alone. I hope you enjoyed it. Please savor the taste, because that's all that's left of her now."
My stomach dropped. 20 minutes later, two detectives arrived to interview everyone. They pulled me aside and asked what exactly I'd eaten for lunch. I told them steak, really good steak. The detective said Jade's wife had been missing for 6 days, and they'd found remains in his apartment that morning. In his mixer, his refrigerator, and packaged into meal prep containers. He said the medical examiner believed Jade had been consuming the remains over the past several days, cooking and eating them to dispose of the body. I made it to the bathroom before I threw up, kept throwing up until there was nothing left. They tested what was left in Jade's lunchbox and confirmed it was human tissue. I'd eaten a piece of her thigh. That was 3 weeks ago. Jade confessed to everything, told police he'd strangled Lucy during an argument, panicked about disposing of the body, and decided the only way was to make her disappear completely. He'd spent 5 days butchering, cooking, and eating her. He's in jail now, awaiting trial. I'm in therapy twice a week. I can't eat meat anymore, or even smell it cooking without my stomach turning. I've lost 15 pounds and can't sleep. I keep tasting that bite of steak and seeing Jade's peaceful smile. The worst part was that I told him it was delicious. And sometimes, late at night, when I can't sleep, I remember exactly how it tasted. I hate myself for not knowing. But most of all, I hate that some small, sick part of me understands why he looked so peaceful that day. He'd finally silenced her screaming, and he'd shared his victory meal with the only person in the office who'd been kind to him. I worked as a receptionist at a small marketing firm downtown a few years back. My boss, Mr. Harris, ran the company with his business partner. He was in his early 40s and married with 2 kids, based on the family photo on his desk. He'd often ask about my weekend and when I said I stayed home. He'd say things like how a pretty girl like me staying home on a Saturday night was a waste. I'd laugh awkwardly and change the subject. It felt weird, but I told myself he was just being friendly, and maybe that's how things were in corporate. But then, the questions got more personal over the next few weeks. Whether I had a boyfriend, why I wasn't married yet, did I live alone or with roommates? Each question made my skin crawl a little more, but I kept smiling and being polite. Then, one evening, after everyone had left, Mr. Harris appeared at my desk.
"Hey, Susie, let's go out for dinner tonight."
He leaned against my desk.
Actually, my family is coming over.
I giggled nervously.
"Oh, I won't hold you more than a couple of hours, sweetheart. You're a smart girl, and you can go far in this business, if you know how to play the game right."
My heart started racing. I told him I couldn't and had already made plans. He kept pushing, saying we could talk about my career and that I had potential for advancement. I grabbed my purse and headed for the door, but he followed me to the elevator, still talking. I flashed him a placating smile I'd learned as a woman trying to navigate uncomfortable situations till the elevator doors closed and I exhaled. My hands were shaking. My bus stop was only 3 blocks from the office. I walked quickly, checking over my shoulder twice, but the street was empty. I'd been waiting at the stop for maybe 5 minutes when a black luxury car pulled up to the curb beside me. The passenger window rolled down, and Mr. Harris leaned over from the driver's seat.
"Come on, get in. I'll drive you home, sweetie."
He opened the passenger door from inside. There was no one at the bus stop, and suddenly I began feeling fear rushing down my spine. Every instinct in my body was screaming. I told him I preferred the bus and started walking away. I heard his car door open and footsteps behind me. Next, I felt his hand clamped around my wrist, yanking me backward.
"Why are you being so ungrateful, you little witch? Can't you see how nice I'm being? What, you think you're too good for me?"
"Let go!"
I struggled to yank my hand free, but his grip wouldn't loosen. My nerves were fried. I felt disgusted and desperate to get away from him. Suddenly, my hand shot up and slapped him hard across the face. His grip loosened in shock, and I ran without looking back. My heels were slowing me down, so I kicked them off and kept running in bare feet. Behind me, I heard his car engine roar. Seconds later, the black car crawled beside me, matching my pace. He rolled down the window, and I could hear him snickering.
"Where you gonna go, Susie? God, you look good when you're scared."
I turned down a side street, hoping to lose him, but he followed. The street was narrower and deserted. The car accelerated suddenly, coming right at me. I screamed and jumped onto the sidewalk. He slammed on the brakes, stopping inches away, still laughing.
"Oops, almost gotcha. Wanna try again?"
He did it, again and again, like a cat playing with a mouse. My lungs were burning, and my feet were bleeding from running on pavement. I couldn't keep going. I turned onto another street. It was even darker and far away from the main traffic. I realized too late that it was a mistake. The car followed with its headlights bright in my peripheral vision. He accelerated again, this time faster. I tried to dodge, but my foot caught on something, and I went down hard. I tumbled off the curb into a shallow drainage ditch with my ankle twisting beneath me. Pain shot up my leg and I screamed. The car came closer and closer. It was inches away from my face when he slammed the brake and it stopped. Mr. Harris got out and stood at the edge of the ditch, looking down at me with this cold, disgusted expression. I was crying, covered in dirt, my ankle throbbing.
"Please."
I begged him. He walked, knelt beside me, and caught my chin in a painful grip as he spoke.
"You think you're special, huh? Think you can reject men and face no consequences? Next time a man offers you something far more than you deserve, remember this. Remember how easy it was for people like us to break you. Understand?"
He spat on my face, stood up, got back into his car, and drove away. I sat in that ditch for 20 minutes before I could move. Eventually, a woman walking her dog found me and called 911. The paramedics checked my ankle. It was badly sprained, but not broken. The police took a statement, but I could tell they didn't really care. They asked if he assaulted me or touched me inappropriately. When I said he grabbed my wrist and chased me, they said it sounded like a misunderstanding. I should probably find a new job to avoid the situation.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operate. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at WeightWatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.
I never went back to that office. I didn't even collect my last paycheck. For weeks, I was terrified he'd find me. I changed my bus route, walked different streets, and looked over my shoulder constantly. Every black car made my heart race. He never came, but the fear never left. I'm 21 years old, and I've learned that predators don't always look like monsters. Sometimes they look like successful businessmen with family photos on their desks, and they laugh while they hunt you.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.